But first, to the Balibo Inquiry in Sydney. And after 32 years and 8 inquiries, the families of the 5 men killed at Balibo in 1975 have today finally been told the gruesome truth about the deaths of the members of their families. New South Wales coroner Darrell Pinch has found that Brian Peters, Malcolm Rennie, Gary Cunningham, Greg Shackleton and Anthony Stewart were all deliberately shot or stabbed to death by members of the Indonesian military who were trying to take over the East Timorese town in a covert operation. The coroner also stated that the men were killed specifically because they were journalists and that Indonesia did not want their involvement in the war in East Timor revealed to the rest of the world. Emma Alberici has been at the coroner's court this morning and joins us now. So, Emma, what exactly did Darrell Pinch tell the families?
Well, this is a moment, as you mentioned, Eleanor, they've been waiting for quite some time. What they were waiting for came at the end of her executive summary, which she read for about an hour and a half. She said the Balibo Five, as they've now become known in popular Australian culture, died at Balibo on the 16th of October 1975 from wounds sustained from being shot and or stabbed deliberately, and she pointed out it was not in the heat of battle, as has been the finding of the previous 7 Australian government sanctioned inquiries. She said that there were two, she named four Indonesian generals who were involved: Christopher De Silva, Yunus Yosfia, who was actually leading the forces that invaded Balibo on that morning, and General Benny Medani and Kalbuadi. She named them, although she did say she is referring this matter to the Commonwealth Attorney General. She says she couldn't, under her legislation, name them specifically and require they be indicted, but she has recommended that the Australian government look at war crimes that may have been committed, and she is referring it to the Attorney General and expects them to take it further. She also made other recommendations. She said, in light of the dissatisfaction expressed by all the families about the remains being buried in Jakarta, given the circumstances we now know of their deaths, that it should be a matter of priority for the Australian government that they ascertain where these remains are and carry out the wishes of the families and immediately bring them back to Australia.
What did she say about the Australian government at the time and their prior knowledge?
Well, curiously, we were all very attentive to this to see if she was going to make any judgment about the way this was handled. She actually said that there was nothing that came before her to convince her that the Australian government was aware that there were Australians in Balibo at the time, though the Australian government, she made no qualms of this, knew this invasion was about to occur. But she made it with a caveat that she's not convinced that the Australian government knew at the time that there were any Australians in Balibo. But it was a very significant point that she was saying the Australian government was essentially complicit with the Indonesian government in their invasion of East Timor. And that's a significant occurrence.
Now, you said that her findings are essentially in conflict with the findings of the 7 previous inquiries. What was the reaction in court?
Oh, it was incredible, Eleanor. There was, at first, there was a gasp from Maureen Tolfrey, who is the sister of Brian Peters, who brought this all to a head by simply walking into the coroner's court a couple of years ago and asking for this matter to be investigated, and then they were surprised to find they had the jurisdiction to do so. She let out a gasp at first because the first two recommendations was simply bring the remains home and institute a safety code of practice endorsed by all Australian media organisations so that we're protected all over the world should a similar event ever occur. And so I think the families were a little concerned we weren't going to see anything on the matter of a referral to the Commonwealth Department of Director of Public Prosecutions. But in fact, she did go that far. Maureen Tolfrey let out a yelp and a cry, and Darrell Pinch actually made an acknowledgement that this had been an incredibly torturous 32 years for these families.
Now, you spoke to some members of the families outside the hearing?
Indeed. I spoke to Maureen Tolfrey, the sister of Brian Peters, and also to John Milkins, the son of Gary Cunningham, who actually never knew his father.
To hear that expressly acknowledged, even if it's not a point of law, enormously heartwarming.
Maureen, you've travelled a long way to seek this sort of justice. Do you feel like you have achieved some sort of closure?
Well, that awful strain in my stomach's gone now. I felt so sick this morning. Yes, I think so. I think it's been taken out of my hands now. I mean, it is up to the Australian government now. And let's hope they won't act the way that they did in 1975.
And you're happy the remains will be brought back?
I think that would be good. Yeah, it would be good. And I think it'd be good for the families to be able to go in and sort of pay their respects to the journalists.
Has it been worth it, Maureen?
Yes. I never expected them to say that, you know, they recommend the repatriation of the journalists. I thought that was going to be another battle.
How confident are you that whichever government comes in on the 24th of November will pursue the war crimes issue and send that very strong message to the Indonesian government?
I think what happened today was an extremely significant first step. I think any new government, if they take their mandate to govern seriously, will understand that the Australian public don't want a government of political expediency. They want a government that will honour its signatories to things like international human rights treaties.
That's John Milkins, the son of Gary Cunningham, one of the Balibo Five, speaking to Emma Alberici.